I said in my last essay that I knew that I am a niche thinker. In other words, thought you, what I had some fortune in law and was sure, but I knew that you have to be at least reasonably intelligent to understand a lot of things that I say, and that I have accepted. But I don't understand why people were not clearing here, because they stopped me physically, but that's fine. That's not fine, but acceptable. Yeah, that it's acceptable. It's not fine. Yeah, I get to resolve a lot of things as the way things has to be because of my exposure, especially with music by Real. I still don't know why, you know, like I don't know why anybody would intentionally go get dressed to stalk me. It's baffling to me, but it happens, and I accept that it's happening. It doesn't necessarily make me comfortable at all, because someone threatened my life with a gun recently. And that song about evil in Boozy is one of such experiences documented in a song. Scary stuff. But before you know it, I was back to walking, because life is life. If I have it, I'm going to keep walking. So let's do some science with Schopenhauer today. Because that which he doesn't do in the passage I'm about to read would eventually be explored by me fully, as simplistically as I can. If you want to follow my line of thought, you want to follow my books, you want to support them and me, the goodness in this universe, I appreciate you as much as I do. And I have, in fact, started doing it with a picture that I took with the black, green, and white dots. For me here, the most important thing is black. People do not appreciate black. I am going to prove to you over my lifetime how important it is. That's my scientific journey. How great it is, how amazing it is, how much I love it, how much it is me, it's a part of me that I'll never let go of. It's a shelter I'll never desert. So, I have already started with a picture with a black, green, and white dot. You may seem that is there's a polar background, and you can see the green and white dot. I can ask you now, what's impossible with what, and what's possible with what? But I would discuss it in Hill W, one of those chapters, fully. So I don't have to ask you. I don't have to make you do any intellectual work that you don't have to do. But you may choose smartly, if you want, to decipher what Schopenhauer calls the eye of thought, and quote-unquote, outward high, that is, quote-unquote, the high of thought, and quote-unquote, the outward high. He agrees here with the degeneracy in claiming that you are not in the moment the things you claim you have, or the things you claim you are that you don't have, the things you can't exhibit, and have no possibility of exhibiting at toxic, degenerate, or natural science that you believe can make you do this. This is so crazy. By wielding some unintelligent, inductive magic. I mean, would NASA do that for you? Would ABBA do that for you? I don't know, but it is in my lifetime that I will tell you that these claims are horrible and harmful. The first claim of science, real science, is that you do no harm. They have done nothing but harm. And I'm going to make sure that anybody with a smart mind knows it, and that the future lands to go against it. I'm also tired of ingenuineness. You know, people who are genuine know what they want and they come for it, even fight for it. They certainly don't wait around for the possibility in some line of love to turn to hate before. I mean, now think about that. The possibility of love turning to hate, right? Who in their smart mind does that? What scientist does that? What nature does that? There's definitely no genuineness in that. I will put the picture in the body of the podcast so that you can further explore this if you want. It's great physics. So Schopenhauer's words, he says, distance, which makes objects look small to the outward eye, makes them look big to the eye of thought. The present alone is true and actual. I am going to repeat that. The present alone is true and actual. It is the only time which possesses full reality, and our existence lies in it exclusively. Therefore, we should always be glad of it and give it the welcome it deserves and enjoy every hour that is bearable by the freedom from pain and annoyance with a full consciousness of its value. We shall hardly be able to do this if we make a wry face over the failure of our hopes in the past or over our anxiety for the future. It is the height of folly to refuse the present hour of happiness or wantonly to spoil it by vexation at bygones or uneasiness about what is to come. There is a time, of course, for forethought, nay, even for repentance. But when it is over, let us think of what is past as of something to which we have said farewell, of necessity subduing our hearts. I am certainly guilty of this. There's no doubt. As I have a phobia. Yeah. I know peace of mind, must also say, that I know peace of mind unlike anyone I know. Now, it is difficult to believe for people who are used to equating happiness strictly to material possession, luxuries, and comfort and such. But I know peace of mind unlike anyone I know. If I'm sleeping on the hard cold bench on the hard cold floor, I know peace of mind unlike anyone I know. Unlike evil, unconscientious people who plague others with great indignity, I know peace of mind unlike anyone I know. I don't know what sort of peace of mind these people have. I don't know what sort of peace of mind they know. But I know peace of mind, unlike anyone I know. And my peace of mind is immensely great for the nature of my mind, for the condition of my work, for me to be the smart person I want to be, the more intuitive person I want to be. That peace of mind is extremely important to me. Evil's peace of mind, clearly their peace of mind belongs to them. And compared to mine, it does not belong to me. So I appreciate this next advice more than I can say. Schopenhauer says, and this advice seems straight for me. He says, now the less our peace of mind is disturbed by fear, because mine is distinctly disturbed by that, the more likely it is to be agitated by desire and expectation. That definitely makes me, because I've not made it as long as I've had this phobia. That is the true meaning of that song of God's, which is such a favorite with everyone. I hope it was one of my songs. It was like one of my songs. I'm just kidding. But it goes on. It is only after a human has gotten rid of all pretension and taken refuge in mere unembellished existence like mine, then he is able to attain that peace of mind, which is the foundation of human happiness. That's exactly how I'm able to be happy at all. That's how I'm able to write at all. That's how I'm able to even be comedic in the midst of this trauma and tragedy. So this speaks greatly to me. He goes on, peace of mind. That is something essential to any enjoyment of the present moment. And unless its separate moments are enjoyed, there is an end of life's happiness as a whole. Thank you for being here. This has been another exploration of Schopenhauer's Kinesis and Maxims. Thank you. I am excited for next year for the books and music and the new things I'm going to be exploring. And because I couldn't do it this year, next year is dedicated to the study of calculus, and the year after is the study of physics. I hope I am enabled for this. I hope that I would put the phobia in my past this year. I pray this happens. And thank you so much for being here. Please engender my love and give to the free books for like course. It is so worth it. Thank you.